message.
The path of least resistance is always to surrender to current circumstances and just wish and pray for a change, for something better. Maybe somehow, some way, somewhere, things will be different tomorrow. But in that state of surrender, it is very easy to become a little too comfortable in our discomfort. It is easy to be tempted to indulge in that discomfort and just dive into those feelings of hopelessness with some small hope that we will eventually, someday, be rescued. Many of us even become addicted to that pain and discomfort. Rather than being a moment in time, it becomes a routine, just part of our daily life. Well, you know, that's just my life. We become attached to our unfortunate circumstances, which eventually become part of our identity. Instead of simply being another person facing a daunting challenge or obstacle, we become a martyr of sorts, a target of life's merciless cruelty. We see ourselves as a perpetual victim, no longer expecting anything good because we are just not one of those lucky people. It is just not in the cards for us. It is our cross to bear. And as a result of our negative thinking and surrender, it becomes a cycle that we feed and perpetuate by continuing to see ourselves as powerless targets of a cruel, cruel, merciless world. And in the process, some of us become addicted to that pain. We are unconscious of what is now an attachment to an ineffective story, one that we continue to feed by continuing to play sad music, overeat, and share our stories of woe and hopelessness and tragedy with anyone who will listen. It becomes an unconscious addiction and, you know, a very understandable one. I mean, we should not repress that pain, should we? We cannot get beyond what we refuse to acknowledge. That is very true. But you know what is also true? We cannot move beyond it if we continue to feed the beast. So if we wish to transform our lives, we must be willing to exercise our inherent power. We're going to have to climb down off that cross. Our power is in our thoughts and emotions and how we manage them during these troubled times. Our life today is the effect that we have caused by prior choices. Our choices are the cause. Our life is the effect. If we want to emerge from the challenge that we are in right now, we have to make a shift. We must make different choices so that we cause a different effect in the days that are about to follow. One thing that is worthy of our focus is our emotions. We are energetic beings, all functioning at various frequencies. When we are functioning at a low frequency, the only thing that will be able to come into our experience are things functioning at that frequency. This is why when something bad happens and we allow ourselves to wallow in how bad we are feeling because of what happened, more bad things will follow. Rather than allowing circumstances to choose for us, we have to raise the vibration to a higher frequency. We have to find a way to feel good, to feel optimistic, grateful, appreciative, joyful, despite the challenges that we are facing. This will open the door to more good. Think of it as being your own built-in radio dial. How will you turn up that dial to a higher station? It is not about denying the reality of the challenge that you are in. That is real and it must be acknowledged. It is about managing to see and feel that better things are unfolding in spite of them. The power is yours. That's our time. Thank you.